It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Top straight to it, Alex, Audrey. Let's say hello to Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
What's up, Jenny?
Hey, girl.
Hi,
Jenny.
How are you guys doing?
Is that from Forrest Gump? Yeah.
Jenny, we want to help you out and try to get you some answers as to why Taylor's been ghosting you. But first, why don't you fill us in here and tell us why you're calling?
Yeah, so I've never called into anything like this before, but you know, I feel like I pretty much always know how my partners feel, and I've never been this confused before. I don't really make a lot of assumptions. I kind of wait until I get an indication from the guy, but I did go on 2 dates with this guy, and I thought it went really well. We've been having a lot of fun. He seems really perfect, and everything's just been kind of, you know, easy and chill, and we've been talking a lot on the phone and, like, texting, which has been good. And then we started talking about the holidays and, like, meeting each other's families. So I kind of thought, moving in, like, a good direction. But then all of a sudden, I just stopped hearing from him. And I have no idea what happened.
Oh, no.
I know what happened.
Okay, go
ahead. I have a feeling what happened.
You're wild. You always say that.
No, seriously. This is what happens around this time, or this is what I used to do back in my dating days. I used to, like, ghost chicks November 1st because I didn't want to be tied down to gifts and holidays and parties and stuff like that. Like, seriously.
Ridiculous.
Look, it didn't work all the time, like, trying to get back with them, you know what I'm saying? But it happens. I'm just saying that there's a chance.
Okay. we'll find out right now. Let's call Taylor and see what he says, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on, Jenny.
Hello?
Taylor, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're with Mix 94.7 in a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I just want to let you know, I know this is going to be crazy. I'm going to throw a lot of stuff out at you. I just want you to have all the info here so you don't think we're blindsiding you. And by the way, we're not on anyone's side here, but we're calling you because Jenny is on the phone, and she reached out to us to see if she can figure out what's going on between you two. She really liked you, had a great time of the date y'all went on, but she's a little confused as to why she hasn't heard from you. So we thought, well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's call them, act as the unbiased middle people, see if we can get some answers. And if you don't want to date her anymore, totally cool. She's okay with that. She just wants to know what happened.
She was great. I would say the dates were nice, but I think kind of at the end of the day, we just weren't on the same path for our timelines. Like, maybe I'm just in a different phase of my life than her, so I'm not really sure that we were compatible that way.
Does this have anything to do with the holidays and stuff like that?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Right. Okay. So basically what happened was she brought up the talk about the holidays and, like, hey, what are you doing? And at first I just thought it was light. And then she's like, apparently at some point she said she told her whole family about me before the first date, like, oh, I'm going to meet this guy. He's great and we all match and whatever. And then she's like, yeah, I'm going to bring him for Thanksgiving. And I'm like, well, like, that's news to me. Mm-hmm. What? Like, that's just a lot of pressure right away. So that's kind of a red flag right there. And then her mom actually texted her saying, like, what does he like to eat at Thanksgiving?
Oh, shut up.
So, like, it's that far planned. It's not just, like it's locked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was kind of, like, she sent a screenshot asking me, and it was like, okay, so that's kind of the final straw for me.
You just feel like it was moving too fast?
Way no too fast.
They hadn't even gotten in the car yet.
Wow.
I mean, I'm saying, already I'm meeting her family for Thanksgiving, and her mom is, like, texting, and it's just, I mean, that's crazy. I get that people move fast these days, but that's just kind of, like, on another level.
What could be so cute turned into something creepy. And by the way, if the shoe was on the other foot, imagine if he was telling her this. She'd run.
I'm already feeling commitment issues right now.
Y'all told you guys. I mean, this is
you're
kind
of right. You're a little right.
It's happening during the holidays, bro. This is bad.
No, no, no. You were on a whole other path.
No, seriously,
Alex.
Like, if on the dating apps, you need to put, like, a disclaimer, like a filter or something saying, like, hey, yo, this is just for fun. Nothing serious for this first 2 months.
Well, hold on. Jenny.
Yeah.
What are you thinking right now?
Yeah, I think that you kind of took that the wrong way. Like, I thought that our conversation was way more casual than I guess you did. And I just, with my mom, I kind of like tossed out the idea of, oh, I met this guy. I really like him. He might come home for Thanksgiving this year. And, okay. You know, I just had like high hopes that things were going in the right direction because I did think that we were on the same timeline and I did think that we were on the same path. But, you know, if that's not the case, then that's cool. And I get maybe you're feeling kind of scared about, you know, maybe your feelings or how things are moving. But I guess I'll find somebody else who is going to be happy about taking that kind of stuff with me.
Oh, well, up until that last sentence, I was like, hey, well, listen, let's just take it slow and calm down. And,
right?
You
no.
Know, no. No. What?
She already punted, dude. She's done.
We're over it.
Damn.
We're over it?
Me and Jenny are over it.
You guys are.
Yeah. At first, I was with him where it's like, oh, my God, I'm getting that commitment phobia already. Uh-huh. And then when she was talking, I was like, damn right, sis.
You flipped the script quick. Like,
I switched sides.
Either way, it doesn't matter whose side you're on. I mean, you obviously think one thing, Taylor, and Jenny, you think something completely different.
No sides necessary.
No sides necessary. Wow. We don't have to take any sides. You just are on different pages, and that's okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving. That's weird to say. Good luck to you both.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.